Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the nearest subway station is?
Of course. You just need to continue walking down this street for 2 blocks and then turn left at the bank. Then walk for 1 block and take another left. You'll see the Highland Street subway station right in front of you. It's on line 2.
Does that subway line go to the riverfront area? I have tickets for a soccer game that starts in 20 minutes at Winkelmann Stadium.
Yes, but to be honest, the stadium isn't that far from here. I'm sure you could walk there in about 20 minutes. It might be quicker than waiting on a subway.
Number 32. Why is the man speaking to the woman? Number 33. What event is the man planning to attend? Number 34. What does the woman advise the man to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon. I called in a cake order earlier this morning, and it was supposed to be ready by now. Here's the pickup number.
Oh, right. I have your order details right here. However, one of the bakers became ill and couldn't come in today. Now I'm way behind schedule. Do you mind waiting another hour?
Well, I actually need the cake for a retirement party tonight, and I'm leaving for it soon.
I see. Well, if it's okay with you, I have another cake that's already made, and the customer cancelled his order. I believe it's similar to what you wanted.
Number 35. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 36. According to the woman, what has caused a problem? Number 37. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Oh no, the schedule just changed again, Imogen. Now it says the next bus to Arlington won't be here for another 30 minutes.
We can't wait that long. We still have to get downtown from the station, so we definitely miss our dinner reservation. It will be cancelled after 6:30.
Let's see if we can ask for some help. Excuse me, if we can't wait for the bus to Arlington, is there another way to get there? We need to be downtown as soon as possible.
Well, there's a subway station a couple blocks away. It runs frequently. You'll have to transfer once, but it won't cost any extra if you use your MetroCard.
Number 38. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 39. What are the women concerned about? Number 40. What does the man suggest the women do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Jonas, a bank customer is here about a late fee on her loan repayment. It's usually automatically deducted from her checking account, but the transfer didn't go through yesterday.
Well, yesterday was a holiday.
Right, so there shouldn't be a late fee. I don't know how to fix it, though. The late fee was already charged first thing this morning.
I'm not sure. For now, why don't you go ahead and transfer a refund for the fee into her checking account? I'll fix the record on her credit report later. Number 41. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 42. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 43. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Elliot, you go to baseball games fairly often, right?
Yeah, at least once a month.
I'm planning my friend's birthday party for next Saturday, and I thought it might be fun to go to a game. Are there any good ones that day?
Well, two strong teams will face each other at Three Rivers Stadium, and you're in luck. There's a big discount on the tickets right now to draw more fans to the games.
Oh, perfect. Do you know of any places we could eat around there too?
Honestly, just buy food at the ballpark. The chili dogs are fantastic.
Okay, I'll message my friends right now and see if they're interested. Thanks.
Number 44. Why does the woman ask for a recommendation? Number 45. What does the man say about the tickets? Number 46. What does the woman say she will do right away? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Brian?
Hi, Melissa. I'm sorry to call after hours, but I know you usually work late at the office. Could you find the home number for our new client, Mr. Mason? I don't have it.
Oh, I just got on the subway. I left earlier than usual for an appointment. Is it urgent?
Well, there was a big development in his case, but I can't get through to his cell phone.
That's odd. I'd go back and find it, but I'm already running late. Perhaps there's another number listed on his company's website.
I'll have to try that. Have a nice evening, Melissa.
Number 47. What does the man say he needs? Number 48. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Oh, I just got on the subway"?
Number 49. What does the man decide to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. I think I know why our mattress sales are down. I visited some of our competitors' stores, and our prices are always higher than theirs.
I agree. A lot of customers come into our store to test how the mattresses feel, but then they leave and buy one somewhere else.
That's a real problem. Any ideas on how we can fix this?
Well, there isn't much we can do about the prices, but we can include other benefits with a sale, possibly offering free delivery or throwing in a 2-year warranty at no extra cost.
Actually, that's a good plan. Then customers would be more likely to buy from our store. Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What has caused a problem? Number 52. What do the speakers decide to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Nielsen. This is Penelope calling from the Metro Art Gallery. You left a message saying you're interested in taking part in our upcoming Young Artists exhibition.
I did. I think it would be a good opportunity for me to get some more exposure.
I agree. Before we can extend an invitation, though, you need to do an interview with the gallery directors.
Oh, that will be difficult. I don't have any vacation time right now that I could use to travel to Chicago.
Oh, don't worry about that. The interview can be done over the internet via webcam. We just need to arrange a time that's suitable for everyone.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. What does the woman say to reassure the man? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hiro, I looked over the landscape design you're making for the new football stadium. I'm really impressed.
I like it too, but the clients have a new request for the plans every day, so I don't know what they really want. They've hired us before, right?
Yes, to work on some other properties. You can see the old work in the archives. It might help.
I'll do that. All these changes are making the deadline very tight, though. It's definitely time to change how we make our contracts.
How so?
We should simply be able to extend the deadline if there are additional requests. Number 56. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What does the man say? They've hired us before, right? Number 58. How does the man want to change the contract? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm from Milton Publishing. I have your order of textbooks here for delivery.
Wonderful. I'm surprised it arrived so quickly. Fast delivery and fantastic prices. I'm glad we ordered from Milton.
You know, we are recognized for having the best prices in educational materials among our competitors. I'll go ahead and unload your order after you sign this receipt.
Okay, but it says there are only 25 books here. That's only half of what I ordered. There must be a mistake.
Oh, really? I'm so sorry. Let me call my manager. I'll get this taken care of as fast as possible.
Number 59. What type of business does the man work for? Number 60. What does the man say the business is known for? Number 61. What is the problem with the delivery? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Roxanne, it's Jaden. I'm sorry, but I waited too long to buy a last-minute ticket, and now the flight is completely sold out. I'll have to catch the next flight to Pittsburgh.
I warned you. Do you think you'll make it in time for the client dinner, or should I cancel it?
I can if I take a taxi straight from the airport, but I definitely won't arrive until after 6 o'clock.
Well, I'll message you the restaurant address so you'll know where to go.
Thanks. You're the best.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. What is the departure time of the flight that the man will take? Number 63. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 64. What does the woman volunteer to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
New View Video, how can I help you today?
Hello, I'd like to sign up for your internet video streaming service for my family. However, my son is currently living in Europe. Can he use it there?
Sure, as long as you sign up for the Family Global package.
Good to hear. Oh, and the first month is a free trial, right?
That's correct. You won't be charged for the global service until next month, but we still need payment details when you register.
All right, let me give you my credit card information. Just a second.
Number 65. Who most likely is the woman?
Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which monthly rate will the man pay? Number 67. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and phone app.
The weather is going to be terrible this weekend. We have to choose another date for the memorial statue unveiling at Gramercy Park.
Check out the forecast on my weather app. You know, we could have it on a weekday.
True. And look here, sunny and 25 degrees Celsius would be perfect. Let's do it then.
I'll call WTAP News to let the reporters know when to come.
Ah, I'm glad you remembered. I hope there aren't any other big news stories planned for that day.
Number 68. What activity are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which day do the speakers choose? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do?